It's a post-show podcast, our meeting in the ladies' room. We do that on the air with a gentler feel, a more tame vibe. Here, it's a little different. Selena and Natasha are going to queef the alphabet.
Okay, like, no, we're not.
You know, people that can queef, they have very strong vaginal muscles.
Oh, I thought it was the opposite. I thought it was kind of loose.
No, because if they can control it, that means that they can control it.
Oh, control it. Yeah, if you can do the alphabet, yeah. But otherwise, I just imagine like an elephant's ears or something.
Yeah, just kind of like flopping around.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. That's exactly what I imagined.
And you guys missed my great line. Everyone is talking, so you missed. I just had a great line. Give me the story again, Selena.
So on this last episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kourtney's on her little, you know, girl vacay or whatever it was. I don't know. And Khloe blurts out, hey, Kourtney has this hidden talent. She can queef the entire alphabet. And she was like, it's true. She's speaking facts.
How? I mean, come on. Like, the letter U and then Z.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
You're not.
How does she know? Did she do it for her one day?
Probably. They do everything.
The whole alphabet sitting there? You're going to really pause from your salad long enough to do the whole alphabet.
What? Did she put her ear
She
next
could probably
to
do it at the same time.
I don't think naked? She needs to.
They can get pretty loud.
Heard across the room, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You ever just been watching a game? I'm sorry. What'd you say? My line was, you know what, that because you were like, would you like that, JV? I'm like, no, that's gross. I don't want to judge you. If it was an accident, you know, c'est la queef. That was a
queef
great,
Latifah.
Funny line.
I did.
C'est la queef. That's good.
You said that on
the
air.
That. Yeah.
I heard that.
Oh, you just didn't care.
It was good.
Totally not.
You can't. Wait, why isn't it legal?
I mean, it is.
I'm confused.
I don't know if you can say queef on the air. I think we did. You said
I
it.
I did.
You went queef.
But I whispered it. I said queef.
Yeah, it actually sounded like a whispering one. Queef.
Okay.
Elvis, when he used to do it on the air, when he would imitate it, he'd go, have. We would all die. He would do it again.
Ew.
Oh, he would clap away. He'd go.
Because it gets quieter and quieter. It trails off, you know?
Right.
Real classy.
Yeah, class. Luisa sent us something during our meeting in the ladies' room. JV, I would love to hear why Hillary Duff and Alicia Keys are a sore subject with Natasha.
Please explain.
Okay,
because they're on my nuts.
Well, Alicia Keys came in when we first got together into studio, and JV interviewed her, and he handed her his driver's license and said, please say your first name and then say this last name.
To see how it worked, you know, like try it on.
Yeah, and you were all over her.
She was all over me. Mm. She was all over me. She really was.
Alicia Vandergrift, though, it sounds like it has a ring to it.
Oh, no.
Natasha, you won't even take his last name.
Yes, I have it.
Oh,
I have both
with a hyphenation.
I'm just kidding, Natasha.
And then Hillary Duff. Why would that be a sore subject?
Hillary Duff, JV had a crush on her when she was like 12 years old.
Don't turn me into
my
a
God,
pedophile.
That's true. She was on Lizzie McGuire still.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I didn't have a crush.
But in JV's defense, he was 17.
And so one day came in, I was very nervous because I know that was his high school girl crush.
So then she
Did
came
he have
in,
a boy crush too?
And then again, someone all over it.
Yeah.
She was all over me. It was crazy.
Yeah, she came in and I gave JV a pile of my like really sexy photos. And I told him to show them every single one to her and say.
Yeah. And do you know what she said?
What?
This bitch ain't nothing. I could still.
Yeah, she did.
She did not say that.
Yeah. She goes, I could still take you if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Selena, did you hear that for this holiday season, in style is a sexy cardigan?
I like cardigans. What happened to your cardigan?
I got clowned for 5-10 years and I had to like burn all of them.
I love cardigans.
Did you? You had more than one?
Yes.
Poor Selena. She had one in here and man, I just remember us ripping on
and
it.
And there was literally nothing. If it weren't for you guys, I would still wear that cardigan to this day.
Really?
Yes.
I feel bad. Well, now that it's in and it's fashionable, why don't you bring it back? You didn't really burn it.
Because you still make fun of me.
No, it's a cardigan.
I literally threw it away. I don't have that cardigan anymore.
He only made fun of that cardigan because of this the pattern.
Well, yeah, cardigans have patterns on them.
Not all of them.
It really did look like something you would see out at the Grand Canyon. You'd pack all your stuff on a mule's back.
Okay, it did, but like I thought it was cute.
I feel so bad that you got rid of that cardigan because we ripped on it.
She did not get rid of it. It's upstairs in her stand-up board.
Yeah, that was the day that we took pictures for our cardboard cutout. So there I am with the cardigan upstairs. Like, it's forever memorialized.
Why? I feel bad that you got rid of that.
Yeah, I just, I couldn't.
That thing could have caught you all kinds of men. Oh, quick update. Where are we at? You're letting... This year is about to close out so freaking fast. That year went fast. I mean, let's just call it over, right? It's done.
Yes.
Couple of holidays and put a wrap on it. Put a bow on it.
Yep.
Selena.
Yes.
It's a year that's going to go by here. What's going on with the dating scene?
Well,
are you trying? Are you out there?
I'm not trying, I guess, as much as I should be. But I mean, I'm talking to a guy from like Tinder, but it's not really But just, I mean, that's just as of like yesterday. So
it just started?
It's still like not really anything.
But just that you guys matched or something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So
it's
nothing yet.
I never dated on an app. How did the whole thing?
Well, we're not dating, okay?
I didn't say you did.
Okay.
I'm saying I never used an app to date, so I don't know anything about them. I've only heard about Tinder.
So what it does, it just brings you all these pictures of like really unattractive guys, and then you swipe left on most of them until you find, you know, a few that you're feeling them. They're cute. So you swipe right, but they never match you because why the fuck would it happen like that? It's never
fucking
easy.
Swipe right, they know you have, and then they ignore you?
No. They will only know that you swipe right too if they swiped right on you, only if you match. So they could swipe left and they'll never even know that I swiped right. You know what I mean? That's how it works.
But then you guys...
So we matched.
You matched.
Yeah.
I love it.
And, I just don't know how tall he is, and I don't want to be like, hey, how tall are you?
You just recently said that you saw Offset next to Cardi B and you said, fuck it, I can go with a shorty.
But can I still ask just to see? So, I mean, I want to know if he's 5'2 or, you know, 5'10.
Who cares about the height?
You should just say, do you care that I'm kind of short? Like, are you really tall?
And he'll go, oh, not at all. I'm short, too.
See? And then I'm going to be like,
and then go out.
You should just try it just once.
Yeah.
Asking him?
No, going out with the shorty.
Stop saying it like that.
Yeah, let him be your shorty.
No, I want to be the shorty.
No.
I want to be the shorty.
No, I want you to go, hey, guys, I want to introduce you. I want you to meet my shorty.
I want to be the shorty. Yeah, so that's where things are at. But like, so I don't really know anything about this guy, but his Tinder thing says that he works like in tech somewhere out here. So that's really all I know.
Nice.
Shorty smarty.
Hey, this is my shorty smarty.
I'm the shorty here. Stop.
Are you doing anything else to meet guys? Like when you go out and hang with friends?
Go out and hang with friends.
You should do speed dating.
Something, yeah. Why not speed dating?
I don't know, because I don't want to be let down. You know how picky I am.
Dude, I've been saying I think you should open it up to the listeners. That's where you do the speed dating, because you don't have to spend a whole night with them. We could bring them in, and regardless, we can go, hey, dude, thanks for coming in. You've only got 30 seconds. Do you know how many people have met on the airwaves? Natasha and I did. Scuba Steve met his wife. Like, I've seen so many people meet on just the radio show I've done alone. So let's say we bring in guys. The pressure's off you. They've got 30 seconds to chat, and it's all a bit. But what if there's one where you're like, come back. Come back.
And we could get a sponsor. You could get paid to do it.
Ooh, that's not true.
Oh, damn it. I was like, I do like to get paid.
You know, if we make an event and
you know,
get sponsored, then
I will consider it. I just don't want to come off looking like a total bitch when I don't like any of them. You know what I mean?
If we do a speed round and get them out of here, we have to, in order for you to agree, you have to promise, or you have to have us promise that we're not going to put you in a jacked up situation where, hey, you're forcing me where I look mean here, but I think speed dating is a great idea.
I feel like you
because
should
just... regardless of what it is, they're gone, and you would have to practically go out in the hallway and go, "Excuse me,"
maybe,
you know what I mean?
Maybe you pick like six, and we will pick the final two that you have to date. So then it takes it off you, the pressure.
I feel like I see. Don't let me, if I agree to this, don't let me pick any of them because then they're gonna feel like I'm already, you know. I'm getting their hopes up.
I think we take it off of her. Like, we just do the speed dating and let everyone listen. And then if Selena liked something, she will reach out to that person.
Yeah.
Period. And then it's dropped. That's how you do it.
I like it. Let's do it.
That's how we do it.
I will consider. I will think about it. And that's not a no. I'm not saying no. I will think about it, but I
know
really
this is going
to
make you feel uncomfortable. Please don't be uncomfortable. I think it's normal and it's natural and it's fine. A lot of people out there, trust me, a lot of people have kind of a preference, and sometimes that preference can change. Your current preference right now, you like a man who's darker, and I think that's okay. If you're going to do this, you should allow me to, like, you know, I started Vaughn from KML in this business. Mm-hmm. I should go to him and say, "Hey, dude, do a quick thing on the air. Hot dudes only, like dudes that you know, like, can you weed it out? And can you bring me like six guys? We'll do something on Wild as well. We'll mix up the whole thing and have them come in for fun." We can reach out to kind of some other people so we have a nice cross section.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
My thing is, you guys know I have a thing about people who listen to the show. And it's not even me trying to be like immature about it. I just feel like people who know me from the show already have an expectation of what I'm going to be like and how I am.
But then
and
that's a good thing.
It's good.
Then,
it's good.
Yeah.
First of all, you tell them because is true. You're not lying. Hey, a lot of this up here, it's a show. Like, people, a lot of times they'll meet us and they're expecting like, "Hey, waka, waka, waka." I'm very...
That's so true.
I think they walk up and they go, "Wow." We have a conversation for 30 seconds. They're like, "You're so different."
Yeah.
They're kind of let down because I'm tired of doing all the waka waka. I just want to be myself and relax. So you tell them, "Look, forget what you're hearing on the show. I'm doing a show. But then when I go back, this is me. I don't want any expectations." I think anyone with a brain can understand that.
You know, and honestly, I think you're better in real life than on the air.
Wow. Fuck you, Natasha. Oh, my God. You know what? You ain't so hot on the air either, okay?
Anything. Any you is better than the you on the air.
Oh, my God.
That came out so wrong.
It felt.
I'm sorry.
Selena and I paused like, whoa.
I'm sorry. That came out wrong.
It's okay.
I meant, like, you, like, in real life, you're, because on the air, it's only one. Well, it's like one channel of you. Like, off the air.
It is true.
So
you are a different
channels.
Person on the air.
Totally
like,
different.
You really are. Yeah.
Totally.
Sorry, that came out so wrong.
And you're a lot of fun and just free.
You
and
are.
You know what I mean?
So
I think, there's a professional side of you that is like, "Oh, you know I got to do this and I have this duty and my boss wants me to do this." And off the air, you're just loose, carefree, a different person.
Because it's like,
it
what if I go out this guy and this would never happen? This is just an example of what if I'm like, "Oh, strippers and cocaine. Let's go." Like,
yeah.
I'm not like that, but like, what if that's obviously an extreme example, but like,
that's what you find
out. I'm just
out.
Like, so different.
So then that's what you find out. You see if you guys are a match, the real you and the real him. Anyone that calls in is going to, or comes in is going to be like, "Shit, I got to act a certain way because the show probably is expecting this." That's not the real that person either. So if there's any slight interest, then you go from there.
I think it's better that they know who you are because then they won't treat you like just some whatever girl.
But
I like that too, because they're worried, hey, you will get put in your place by this very powerful person on the microphone. Don't do it to me.
But I don't want them to only be nice or treat me well for that reason. Like,
why not?
Because it's like, if you're going to love me and treat me right and nice, do it because it's me, just because of the fact that I am me, not because JV is going to put you in your place.
But you know what they say, like, if he starts off that way and he's like kind of scared to be mean and it goes on and on and on, then he just starts to become that way. He gets used to always being nice to you, then he will be nice to you forever.
Yeah, and what does it matter if my dog behaves? What does it matter if it's from a shot collar or because... or because He just wanted to behave. The fucker behaves.
I want someone that is genuinely like that.
That's how you train someone to be good to you.
Oh my God. Wait,
you guys know men are dogs. They got to be trained.
That is
Who
true.
Cares how
That's
they're
true.
Trained?
That's true.
As long as it works.
That's true. Oh
my God. All right. We're going to do a speed dating thing.
I didn't say that. You didn't even let me get my answer.
And the answer is?
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm just kidding. I said I'll think about it.
All right. Well, let us know soon. We had other things to talk about, but we got to get out of here.
Yeah, queefs stick up all the time.